hey, it's Arthur Fee here. Hey, I don't own the rights to the music. I just love the beats. Anyway, guys, there are some signs when you know you're going to be successful. You may not be successful now, but guys, but there are signs into becoming successful. You know, the first sign, guys, is when you're consistent. When you're consistent at doing something, whether it's a hobby or a craft that you got going on, but you're persistent and you always, you know, doing it and you keep doing it, that's a really good sign that you're going to be successful in life. And then another sign is you don't give up. You don't give up no matter how hard it get, you know, no matter how many pop-up events you don't went to, you just don't give up. When you don't give up and you believe in you, that's another good sign. You just don't give up. Another sign, guys, is when you know that you're good at doing something and you believe in you. When you believe in yourself and you know that you can do this great idea, regardless of what you got going on, but you still got this great idea and you want to put it out to the world, that's a good sign that you're going to be successful. I mean, a lot of us, we don't reach our success mode or our successful peak until like maybe middle age, you know, because when you're in your 20s, you ain't thinking about starting a business, starting a brand. When you're in your 30s, you know, you're just settling down with your kids, getting your family life together. But in your middle age, and you start thinking and figuring out your you, finding your craft or something that you love to do, I mean, that's a good sign that you're going to be successful. Because me, myself, guys, when I first started off doing Nurse Life Boutique, I had Biker's Gear and Accessory. I love doing pop-up events. I love selling my brand. I mean, at first I was shy about it, but I didn't give up. I didn't give up on me. Even though I had people who didn't support me, or if I asked them to come out and help me set up, I had friends who didn't really believe in my vision. And, you know, that was quite understandable because it wasn't their vision. It was actually my vision. But, guys, I didn't give up on myself. I believed in me. I went from selling, doing field meets, pop-up events, to have my own boutique, have my own store. And, guys, I believed in me, and I didn't give up. You know, and that's a really good sign of you being a strong person, believing in your vision, and not giving up, and believing in yourself. I mean, that's a strong sign that you're going to be successful. It might take us a minute, guys. It might take us a while to find our craft, find, you know, what truly makes us happy. But in the end, guys, if you got something that you believe in and you truly believe in it, don't give up. Don't ever stop something that you want to do or something that you're doing because you're afraid. We all are afraid. Entrepreneurship is really hard, guys. It's not for the crybabies. It's not like what everybody making the same on Instagram, TikTok. Guys, entrepreneurship is the hardest job that you're going to do, especially when you're getting ready to open up your business and you run the entire store, because everything is on you. The shipping is on you. The time that you come in to work is on you. The motivation for yourself is on you, from supplies to, you know, running the POS system to getting orders out. It all falls on you, guys. And entrepreneurship is really not an easy choice, but it's a good choice. It's a sacrifice. And if you're willing to sacrifice and take the chance on you, why not take the chance on you? Why not sacrifice? Because, guys, in life we live, we learn. Life is about success and failures. We're going to have success, and we're also going to have failures. And we have to embrace our failures and see what we did wrong there and try to fix it. Because you can always fix it. You have a chance to fix it. When you wake up the next day, guys, God is giving you a chance to fix whatever you didn't do or whatever mistakes you made day before yesterday. He's giving you a whole brighter tomorrow and a whole chance to fix whatever you have done. So, entrepreneurship, guys, has its ups and downs. And I always say, don't give up on you. If you got a vision, you got a dream, put it out there. Just let the world know that, hey, I'm here. This is what I'm finna do. You're gonna see me every day. Getting my grind on, getting my shine on. You're going to see me every day. Because when people come to me with questions about entrepreneurship, I always ask them, are you sure this is what you want to do? Do you believe in yourself? It don't matter what you think. It don't matter how you think. Because people are not always going to support you. Your friends, you're going to have very little friends, guys, in this entrepreneurship. I might can count a few friends, maybe two or three, that I have on hand that I could say they have stuck with me through my entire entrepreneurship. Sometimes the family gonna back off. They think you might have more success than them. Or they think you might you might be better than you, or you acting better than you, but really and truly, guys, you're not acting or being better than the next person. You just had a dream and a vision, and you wanted to pursue it. That's all. There's nothing wrong with that, because I have had people who say, oh, she thinks she all this because she got a business. Guys, sometimes when you have a business, you are the brokest person. And especially when you have employees. If you have employees, you are the person that's responsible for everybody's paycheck. So running a business is not easy at all, guys. It's not easy. There are some days where I want to cry. There are some days where I'm happy. There are some days where I don't even feel like getting out of bed. But when it's my vision, my dream, and I see it, I'm the one that's got to make it happen. So you are the one that's got to make it happen, guys. So if you're trying to be successful in life, I say keep striving, honey, because only you know where you want to go in this journey. No one else knows but you. So you might have friends that leave you. You're going to have people that don't understand you. You're going to have people that's going to be a little jealous, but that comes with the whole package. You're going to have to put a smile on your face and keep the momentum up, because there's always somebody lurking in the back saying little stuff about you. There's always somebody lurking in the back watching and seeing everything that you do, because they don't have the willpower to do it themselves, or they see something in you that they can't, that they see in themselves, but they was afraid to pursue it. So guys, I say success can come at any time, any place, any part of your life that you want it to come in. But in order to be successful, guys, you are going to have some trials and tribulations that come with that success. It's not always pretty on the other side. The grass look green on the other side, guys, but it's not as pretty on the other side. You just have to stay focused, keep your dream that you got and your vision alive, and just take a chance on you. Take a risk on you, because at the end of the day, we all have 24 hours in our day to be great. I say keep being great, and congratulations on your next journey. Congratulations on your new job. Congratulations to you, because you put that time and effort in and put that first foot forward to take a chance on you. Hey, y'all, I'm out of here. This is Author Fee Hill. Let's have a good day. Talk later. Check out my next episode.